One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Monday morning motivation. That's what the fuck this is right now. All right, look, man, wake up. Wake y'all asses up. And not only wake up, but wake up with the mindset of being better than you were last week. If you wake up this week and you're not trying to be better than you were last week, then go back to fucking bed. Lay your ass back down.
People always ask me what I hate. I don't hate much, but there's one thing that I do hate. The one thing that I do hate is a talker. I'm about to do this. Hey, man, you know what I'm gonna do. Hey, wait till I do. Stop talking. Just do it. Actions speak louder than words, man.
You know, we're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book?
I will be 100% honest and say I'm comfortable with the understanding of hard work brings great rewards. This is a reminder of the hard work and dedication that I put into everything that I've done. I'm not content because I know where I came from, and I don't ever want to go back. There's so much that some people just don't understand they can do. Let me be a spark to show how much, how many different things. You don't have to do just one thing. When it's all said and done, my book is going to be full of all the shit that Kevin Hart did. Because I never was content with doing just one, two, or three. Why not? Sun don't stop for nobody, man. That sun is going to be up in the morning regardless of how I fucking feel and how depressed I am. The sun is going to fucking shine in the morning, and at nighttime the moon going to be there, and you're going to look up. These days going to keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? Alright, well, figure it out, made some mistakes, life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point. I'm a life goes on type of guy.
You got to think, with success comes what? Everything's given to you, everything's granted. It's a bad thing if you don't put yourself in an environment to control it. Success also makes you feel like you're invincible. I saw me thinking that I was simply invincible. No, guys, we'll go. We good. We can do this. No. We good. You start to lose sight of realities at a different level. Mine was a very low level, but I saw it. But I needed to see it for me to go, ooh, Kevin, everybody's not strong enough to catch themselves.
I am now one of few to fucking perform as a stand-up comedian in Madison fucking Square Garden. This is a fucking dream come true, man. Thank you for being loyal. Thank you for growing with me. Thank you for fucking enjoying me. My name is Kev Hart. I love y'all.
You can't avoid the dumb mistakes. You can't avoid the life lesson. That's what my whole book is about. The whole life lesson, you can't run from that. I welcome it. Smack me. Let me hit my dumb ass so I know not to do it again. Because without that, you're living in a hypothetical. You need to know that this shit is stupid. You can have a hunch of it. You know right from wrong. That doesn't mean that that's going to stop you. Keep your circle tight. Make sure that's a bubble that can't be popped. In other words, when you start to bring other things inside of a bubble that aren't inside that bubble, when that bubble grows, the new thing around that bubble is going to pop it. New people around you are going to pop you. They're going to get you popped. Whoever these people are, grow with those people. You guys should understand each other inside and out. Best piece of advice I'll give you. Also, look at the blueprint. Look at what other people have done. Look at what worked versus what hasn't worked. Don't alienate yourself from other people's success or downfall. Educate yourself to it. Best piece of advice. I'm not here to change what you're doing or tell you that you're doing it wrong. I'm just simply giving information. You can use it or not. You choose to, dope. If you don't, even more dope. Your life is going to be your life no matter what. If all of our lives were going to be the same, this world would be stupid. People are going to make decisions based on what's right for them. I know where I sit today. I'm able to make decisions from a perspective that I now know I have that's great for me. I know I'm happy. I know that my priorities are straight. I know what I want out of life in the long run. I know what matters to me most. I have all my ducks in a row. Nothing from the outside is going to affect my way of thinking. Never. It's impossible. I don't work for the will and want of the other person's perception. I'm doing things to provide entertainment. At some point in time, if you feel that entertainment isn't right for you, then I guess that means that my time doing that entertainment is done. There's other things that I can do. My time is spent wisely. If I'm not working, I'm with my family. That it's over for me. I'm not running the streets. I'm not out there. It's over. I'm happy. I'm good. I've seen it all. I'm good. I don't want no problems from nobody. I sit my ass down. I'm not a work for hire. Even when I am a work for hire, I've put myself in position to be a partner. In the beginning, I had to be hired. Please pick me. That's what you're busting your ass for, to not be the please pick me guy.
Got it.
So when you're no longer the please pick me guy,
yep.
You're the I want to do this guy.
I choose to do this.
I want to do
Got
this.
Yep.
Here's what I'm doing. I look at the people that I admire, and I look at the people whose careers have went above and beyond what people may have expected to be. When you look at, let's look at Tyler Perry. I'm going to use Tyler Perry as an example, right? Whether you love Tyler Perry or not, Tyler Perry's the best actor in the world or not. Tyler Perry, from a business perspective, is a genius. This is a friend of mine. I talk to him all the time. From writing, from producing, from creating, from selling. Tyler Perry started off doing the same thing I do. He was a performer. He did plays. He wrote the plays. Mm-hmm. He took the plays on the road. He toured. He sold out. Those ideas, those concepts went on and on and on. Hollywood then saw what he was doing and said, oh my God, this is special. Tyler said, I'll tell you how special it is. I got a movie. Here's the movie. Oh my God, we want to do it with you. Okay, I'm going to write it. I also want to help produce it. I want to be in business with you. He positioned himself as a partner so early on because the entity that he had within Madea was created from a world that he owned. As a stand-up comedian, my financial side is so high. I don't have to do the movies. I lose money when I do the movies because the live aspect of it, I control, I own,
yeah.
I want to,
yeah.
But they also help the brand. Eddie Murphy, you look at Eddie Murphy, you know why animation is so attractive? You know what Eddie Murphy really broke the bank at? The donkey. People think, and oh my God, Shrek was so crazy. You wanna know why you don't see Michael Myers anymore? Goddamn Shrek 3, 2, 1. You're talking billions of dollars in animation. The deals that they had at that point in time were unprecedented. Unprecedented. So, mm-hmm. So oh my God, Eddie did animation. Oh my God, and Eddie did what? Wait, Eddie, he was a producer, a writer on what? Wait, what does he do now? Huh? He controls what? You gotta dig behind the scenes. When you look behind the scenes, you go, oh my God.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.